this show. Hey now, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Elastic Retreat.
Thank you. 531 in the border battle. The Pinal County Sheriff has been receiving death threats because of his support for the law, for the immigration law. Sheriff Paul Babu's office confirms he's received death threats from the Mexican Mafia and from the drug cartels. Outside law enforcement teams investigated the threats and found they are credible. Despite it all, Babu has declined a personal security detail because he says the county's resources are stretched thin. He says they don't change his support and of the law and demands for President Obama to secure the border. His office says they have information that the gangs have placed a green light on Babu's life. Babu says he's always armed and is always aware of his surroundings.
Imagine this, my friends. Here in the United States, we are putting up with this. And we have a president who, on record, has sued Arizona when clearly this law is constitutional. The media has lied, another hoax, just like they said Rand Paul was against the Civil Rights Act. Never said that. He was on the satellite going, excuse me? Hold on, I can't hear you. Yes? No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And they said, oh, he said yes. Total manipulation. Just like when somebody calls and says, can you hear me? Yes. And it's the same thing. I've read the law on air. I've read the subsections. All it says, all it states, on record, is that if they pull an illegal alien over for something else and they're an illegal alien, they'll be arrested.
Cold blows the wind over my true love. Cold blows the drops of rain. I never had but one true love, and in Camville he was slain. I'll do as much for my true love as any young girl may. I'll sit and weep of your lily white lips and return back to your grave. My lips, they are as cold as my clay. My breath is heavy and strong. If thou wast to kiss my lily white lips, thy days would not be long. Oh, don't you remember the garden grove where we used to walk? Pluck the finest flower of them all, 'twill wither to a star. Go fetch me a nut from a dungeon deep and water from a stone and white milk from a maiden's breast that babe had never known. Go dig me a grave both long, wide and deep as quickly as you may. I'll lie down in it and take one sleep for 12 months and one day. Cold blows the wind over my true love. Cold blows the drops of rain.
Last few days, we've talked about the news headlines coming out of Arizona. Mexican drug cartel sends death threats to Arizona County Sheriff. And he does now have time to join us. We appreciate him coming on. Sheriff Paul Babiou, Pinal County, Arizona, who has been issued death threats. There's a hit out for him. We should take the Mexican Mafia and others serious at their word. They've killed thousands of police and military in Mexico, and he is right down there on the border, upwards of 80 miles now off limits to citizens, and he's been begging for aid from the federal government. The federal government has responded by trying to block the state from even being able to ask an illegal alien, if they're an illegal alien, when they pull him over for drunk driving. So this is treason, in my opinion. Sheriff, thanks for coming on.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I know you've got a lot going on, and I just had a security meeting. Let's talk about the death threats against you and the serious escalation. And let's talk about the situation that is happening there on the ground in Arizona.
Well, particular to the threats, we get a lot of fan mail, some of it not so pleasant, from our own citizens, some who disagree and make threats and aggressive statements. That's one thing. And some people could get mad at an elected official for raising their taxes or changing an ordinance, but entirely different when you have foreign-born criminals, Mexican mafia or drug cartel members, that try to bring their trash here to America. The same stuff that goes on down in Mexico, literally a narco-terrorist state where they kill in broad daylight police chiefs and then take out their family and set it up as an example. You mess with us, this is what's going to happen to you. And only 3 weeks ago, they assassinated what would have been the elected governor of a state down there. Crazy.
And you're not joking around about this. I live in Texas, and I remember citizens being kidnapped on our side of the border. I've had sheriffs on where 3 to 6 miles in different cases, Mexican military will come across. If they've caught on a major highway a drug shipment, the Mexican troops come across, surround two lone policemen or sheriff's deputies with machine guns and rob them. I mean, that was going on 4 or 5 years ago. I was interviewing these people, and it would never make the national news or even the regional news. So there's been a cover up of this. And now things are deteriorating. I mean, I've had scholars on, university professors, State Department people, who say that Mexico is a failed state, is in the midst of total collapse. You're down there with death threats and hits out on you. The feds are putting up signs denying large areas to citizens, saying don't go in these areas. Can you, sir, break down where you are geographically for folks that just joined us and describe what you face on a day-to-day basis?
We're about 80 miles north of the Mexican-U.S. border, and we're not obviously a border county yet. What we're experiencing here on a daily basis is approximately 2,000-plus illegals that come through our county. You're talking the Border Patrol, who apprehended 200 and approximately 50,000 illegals last year, which most of them, they just do catch and release and send them back with no punishment, shower, a meal, and to the border, ready to try the next day. But that's only one of 2.6 that they say get in here. So they're talking 600,000 that come in here. Other people have it estimated more at like 1 million a year, just in Arizona. That's why we're screaming bloody murder, saying, Mr. President Obama, do your job. Secure the border. And here he's in Washington high-fiving with Calderon in front of Congress, and half of these, all these Democrats stand up, give him a standing ovation in our country as they're kicking us in the chops, undermining the rule of law. The president should send 3,000 soldiers to our border to secure the border. And meanwhile, he sends a team of lawyers with the ACLU to take us, to drag us into court. And this is outrageous. Why? Because in my county, 80 miles north of the border, in the heart of Arizona, we have paramilitary squads with automatic weapons that are escorting these drugs up here, and they're bringing this violence into Arizona. We just had a gunfight out there with a competing cartel, and two of these smugglers were killed, and they call us for help. And they knew exactly where our deputy, 3 weeks before, was ambushed by six of these smugglers, And triangulated him and put him in a kill zone and tried to kill him. And our deputy was shot. So here, what we have, the reaction is, just as you mentioned, they put up billboard-sized signs that say, danger, warning, stay out, drug and human smuggling, narco, all this different language on these boards. And that's their answer, is to throw up their hands in defeat, saying we can't secure the border, and this is simply outrageous.
Sheriff, roughly what percentage, because I've seen as much as a third on national news being quoted, but roughly what percentage of the great state of Arizona bordering Mexico is now being denied to law-abiding citizens and losing its property values? Because the reports I've seen is that this is going on past Tucson, 80-plus miles in.
It is. There's approximately 2,000 miles of the border from California to Texas. We have 376 of those miles in Arizona. There's portions of directly on the border that are off limits, but then you have areas, and it's hard to put an actual how many miles or acres are under control, but I can tell you this, they have unfettered access. And that's even
so a third is basically a third is basically wild, wild west, and it's denying safety and security to around a third of the state.
We live in a sense in certain parts of Arizona in lawlessness, where these people come in and think that they own this area, and that's and then the crimes that are committed, not just against our citizens, which we've got to stop. But what about, where's the outrage from all these human rights advocates for these people that are being brought here who do want a better life, although it's illegal, that we become the kidnapped capital of America last year, second in the world only to Mexico City? You know, and the president says this lie that somehow our border is secured more than it's ever been. This is craziness.
Did you see Congressman Stark say the border is quite secure?
Yeah, These people are delirious, you know, not even knowing what we're facing, what we're dealing with. And, you know, here, and I served in Iraq and the Army National Guard, still in today. I don't speak for the military, but I can tell you, we've been there 9 years now. We spent $750+ billion with a B. Over 4,000 of our American heroes have been killed there. And we can fight wars and liberate countries, stabilize them, all in the sake of democracy and to keep the enemies away. I get all that. But we can't even secure our international border when we have hundreds of thousands of people that enter our country. We don't even know who they are.
We don't have a country if we don't have a border. And Mexico's got some of the most draconian laws for illegals, and we basically have none. Stay there, sir. We've got to go to break. I want to come back and talk about the hit that's out on you. And this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And if we allow this precedent to be set for them to shoot cops, threaten cops, sheriffs, kill sheriffs, then it's over. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us. says if you pull somebody over who's weaving, or you go to a domestic dispute, or you go to an armed robbery event, and you check the ID, and it's illegal alien, you arrest them because they're illegal. It's totally constitutional. It's a hoax to say they're going to have Nazi checkpoints grabbing people who have brown skin. I mean, this is asinine, and they know it's a hoax.
You know what? I'd like the president to ride with one of my deputies one night out here in Western Pinal County, where we have two or three pursuits a night that risk the lives of my deputies and our citizens when these illegals and smugglers try to outrun the police and try to intentionally cause traffic wrecks or run red lights, and see how he likes it. What if we took the a million illegals that come in here every year and sent them to Chicago, where he's from? What do you think they would do?
Well, that's the problem, is there are a lot of great people in Mexico, but Mexico's collapsing, and a lot of these people are fleeing justice there. And we saw the railway serial killer. He'd been in custody more than 10 times, and they always released him. I mean, the Joker, I've talked to Austin police. We've also seen it in the news, where a sanctuary city, they admit, they drunk driving illegals with no insurance, anything. They're just left alone. But as a citizen, the book is thrown at me. This is discrimination.
It sure is. Well, I was a Chandler police officer before, and there's sanctuary cities even out here in Arizona, and that's why this law is good, because now it forces everybody to enforce the law. And this is a Class 1 misdemeanor for trespassing. It's not the immigration law. So we take them into custody, and guess what? We're going to be turning them over to ICE afterwards. It's not an option. So the problem becomes, and this is going to be a flashpoint, Alex, and most people aren't looking at this, but when the 29th comes and we arrest all these people, and we continue to, they're not telling us whether they're going to take all these people or not. Well, they better, because we're going to bring them to their facility if they don't pick them up.
I remember
what are they going to do? Just let them walk away?
It's incredible. So a big confrontation coming up here. Sheriff, we're going to call you on your cell phone now, because you're going to a meeting with other sheriffs about what's happening there. And we'll talk to you for 10 minutes or more after the break that's coming up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about solutions on the other side of this break. The website, sheriffpaul.com, if you want to check it out. In the limited time we've got, I want to run through several other issues. You're a very busy man, but it's been out for 3 days. Have you seen the TV news reports out of a suburb of Denver where the police charged an 82-year-old veteran, where illegal aliens were on his property robbing his trailer. They tried to run over him, and he shot one. They pled guilty to stealing his trailer, and then they released the illegals, and they're charging him with murder, not just manslaughter. I mean, this is insane.
I hadn't seen that.
Regardless, now is the time to get the maximum effort out because the system is trying to use the crisis they've created to remake the world in their image, where they have even more power to control our lives and become even more wealthy. And it's critical that during this crisis, when people are actually ready to listen, that we tell the truth so there's an alternative to their tyranny. So this is such an important crossroads, such an important critical time in history.
It gets no realer than these imposters in your face. You seem like a nice kid. Beware the monsters that you chase. Chase my tail. They're Adam Smith's greatest plantation. And when they mock me, disown my creation. If you're not Disney club enough, reality can break your stride. And the sun is not the bond for who they offend and why. If you know your enemies, you know yourself. If you have no enemies, you're nobody. Better to be nobody than every man. I'm not like you. I talk with my hands and I'm boiling on a molecular level. To the machines of the gods, couldn't be any worse even if the world was. These are the tears of the machines of the gods, couldn't be any worse even if the world was gone. You're either with me or against me, either stone me or defend me. Can exude demons daily, but still feel not MC Christian lady in Pizza Hut. Say God had his hands on me, I wonder if he still does. If he is, he must be strangling me with his magnifying glass, pointing fire at my feet. I love the way you dance and you cry while you're dying in the street. Try to write topical songs, but ideas they rain on me. When I think about life is good, if you don't care about anything, no pigs in my blood, only the cold taste of rain, refreshing until my teeth fall out. Determined to live life on these terms, many were burned in the closeness. Seek not to die of heroin overdoses, caught up through rides and vultures. When I needed a plane, and when we fell, even the rocks forgot our names. Used to be a big month egomaniac, never listen a lot. Wanna visit the Arab world before we bomb into a parking lot. Wanna live on the edge, not get sucked into the abyss, looking for life in the cracks of the walls. You could say I drift between this world and one we already destroyed, up to my neck in confusion, or is it lava?
Specifically, you know, you're an expert on this. You're down there on the front lines of this, and you're the head of the Sheriff's Association down there. Can you specifically tell us, and people listening all over the country right now, what they can do individually to aid Arizona that is the front line of this criminal invasion?
Well, we're talking about other actions we can take here in the Sheriff's Office and deploying more deputies out there. To work with other sheriffs across America, not just Arizona. Sheriffs I'm working with are talking about sending their deputies out here to help us. I'm looking to outfit our deputies with, we all have a handgun and a shotgun and few rifles, but I want to purchase automatic rifles, a Browning 226 for each of my deputies. So we're not outgunned. And to go back into these areas and to reclaim these areas.
Well, that's another point. They've got giant armored tanks for housewives all over the country. The only place the Constitution says that the police and military should have that is on the border. We need Abrams tanks down there, so the next time Mexican troops start shooting at cops, we need to wipe them out.
Yeah, well, we need for people, all your listeners and good Americans, to immediately call your congressman, your office, and demand to support for Arizona and to support the rule of law and to tell the president to immediately deploy soldiers. We're not going to stand for amnesty or any of this immigration reform.
Well, I mean, you're outgunned by Mexican troops. I know the counties on the border routinely get shot at by Mexican troops. I mean, this is outrageous.
This week's episode of The Elastic Retreat is focusing on the problem we have down here in my home state of Arizona, which is being invaded by drug lords and thieves. You can only listen to The Elastic Retreat on sbfradio.yahoo.net or yahoo.net colon 9000. So why don't you turn on, tune in, and visit our website for schedules, playlists, archives.
Bullhorn, the new Black Panther Party. I've done it all. Any group that's saying kill this group, kill that group, I go up against them. But I'll tell you, this is degenerate as the Ku Klux Klan is. They're not calling for killing people like they were in the 60s. And I have got the footage from these rallies where they've got the images of white people dead saying we got to kill the white people and we got to drive them back to Europe. And I happen to know that it rallies with 100,000 people. And with rallies with 6,000 people in Austin, we walk right up to people and we say, does this belong to Mexico? Are you going to take it over? And they say, yes. And they've got big Mexican flags going, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. In fact, we'll see if I can cue that up. And that is offensive to me. If Mexico was more free than the U.S. and like Switzerland or something, maybe I'd be like going, yeah. Hell, I wish Mexico was free. They got triple the resources of the U.S. It's beautiful. If Mexico was a free country, I might live down there. I could care less if I lived around a bunch of brown people, white people, green people. It's what's in their brains, the character of their deeds. And so, hey, I'm the bad guy. I can't wear an American flag. Kids got to be suspended for wearing it. American flags are being torn down and burned everywhere. And I'm the bad guy. The big corporations want to destroy America so they can control it.
Gorillas in the Boss Dog, Planet of the Apes. Revolution will be televised, and the pollution from the ocean, now with devotion, push peace and keep it in motion. Kids gather around, yeah, I need your focus. I know it seems like the world is so hopeless. It's like Wonderland. Now fascinate me, picture and animate me. Cause I'm rolling, heat holding, click clacking, crack a lacking, full packing, more stacking, acting the fool when I teach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Boss dog, give it to us. Get involved. Turn it up. Speed it up. Slow it up. Underground, buddy, under us. Undercut. Shipped up. Chipped out. Swimming with the sharks with my gills up. Turn the wheels up real tough. Drinking lemonade in the shade. Getting blade with a gang of pilgrims. Yeah, this my path. Belly flopping, locking while I'm rocking in the bubble bath. And I'm just like math. Four zones added up to get you more cash. Yeah, so quick, so fast. All the kids say they love me when I make them laugh. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach.
Now here's another one, Wall Street Journal. Pelosi, the Obama-Pelosi lame duck strategy. The House is gone, they said. He thinks Democrats will hold the Senate, but with a significantly reduced number. And it goes on to say that because of this, they are going to race to get all of their agenda through in the next 3 months. So this is a key time that we're in right now. But look, here's the deal. This is how the WWF scam works. It's just like Jesse Ventura and Andre the Giant. They're both buddies. They're going to go drink beer after the event. And Jesse's used this analogy here on the show. But they all work for the same company. They're not really fighting. It's staged. If you body slam somebody like that, it'd break their back. If you pile drive somebody's head, it'd break their neck. It's not real, okay? I know that's a conspiracy theory that wrestling isn't real, but it's true. It's admitted. Just like it's not a conspiracy theory, the Federal Reserve is private, okay? Wrestling's not real. The Federal Reserve is private. Aspartame causes brain damage, so does sodium fluoride. It's just a fact. Check it out for yourself. But I digress. They tag team us, Republicans and Democrats. Republicans get into office, things don't change, things get worse, more tyranny, more big government. Democrats get in. You know, people are mad at Bush, Obama comes in. They get mad at Obama, Republicans come in. But here's the difference. This is not where one party or the other is in favor and they keep fooling us with this double teaming. For the first time in modern U.S. history, in over 100 years, I've been pointing this out for a year and a half, but now the analysts are even admitting it in mainstream news. Every incumbent, every pro-establishment candidate, whether they be Democrat or Republican, is losing in primaries and losing in special elections. Every one of them. Whether it's Specter, it doesn't matter. They're all losing. And the system knows that. So they're really pulling out all the stops. They're going to start a war with Iran as a diversion. They're bankrupting the economy. They admit we're going into a depression now. I've got a stack of news here with Greenspan and others saying that, but they're offering giving the same banks that engineered this more power to fix it when they're the ones that engineered it. They create the crisis, offer the solution that makes the crisis worse. Then they offer a solution that gives them more power. Then it only makes it worse. Big government, period, is the tool they use to implement this. And so everyone has to ask themselves now. We're at a historic crossroads. The whole history of the world is building towards this point with the technological developments, with the police state developments, with the population developments, with everything coming to this key juncture. And that's why people have to be focused on real issues, not the World Cup, not LeBron James, not Lindsay Lohan, not what's happening with Mel Gibson. You've got to be focused on what's happening with taxes, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with wars. Because right now, world government is openly being announced. The end of the dollar is openly being trumpeted. But at the same time, the globalists are about to complete their world government, but people are waking up to it and their system is in trouble. Everything you do now, in the next few months, in the next few years, is going to determine, to a great extent, the future course of human society. Stalin talked about it. Bernays talked about it. Other tyrants talked about it, how there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 50. We are entering a quickening where more is going to happen every month than happened in the previous decade. And it's only going to get more and more intense as the days and weeks and months and years lead on. And so you've got to have a crash course in geopolitics. You've got to get a crash course in the ruling elite, the ruling class, the ruling parasites. You've got to get involved now. And you've got to stop seeing yourself as a passive spectator who just sits back and goes along with whatever the mainstream media tells you. And the mainstream media knows you're waking up. That's why they're rushing in all over the world simultaneously with global treaties to shut down free speech on a planetary scale. Because these crooks have passed the point of no return. They've gone for broke. They've put everything in. It's like a poker game at the end where every side puts in their full pot on the table. All the chips are out there right now on this next hand of cards. And if we lose this hand, it's going to be really hard to stop this scientific dictatorship that tracks and traces and controls and poisons your food, your water, your air to control you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, forget about whining about, oh my gosh, the illegal aliens don't control the borders, or oh my god, we're talking about World War III. We're talking about your water and food being poisoned. You're being sterilized. This is now admitted. We're talking about incredible issues, and we've got to make that the main focus. God bless you all.
This episode gave you a different perspective on what is happening down here in Arizona with the immigration bill and all that. Anyways, you've been listening to The Elastic Retreat with DJ Jet of the World on Spirit Planets Radio at yahoo.net for 9000. So don't you turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at smfradio.yahoo.net for schedules, archives, playlists, and more.